Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 9, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, August 9, 2019. Reporters from ILT News visited our headquarters in Patitikva to understand what makes hundreds of people come to a Kabbalah lesson every day. A sign that we must share the method of correction. It is not necessary to grieve about a ruined building hoping that if we build it in Jerusalem, we will change something for the better. The temple is in our heart, where mutual bestowal and love should exist. This will be the holy structure, which means above our egoism. This is what we should aspire for, and this is the destruction we should regret, the one that is happening right now. Not the one that happened sometime in the past. The temple is being ruined day after day, that is, the connection between us is destroyed more and more. New informational genes, Reshimot, are revealed, but we are unable to correct them, and that is why the destruction is happening. The possibility for connection is revealed again and is destroyed again, and so it goes moment after moment. This is what we should regret. But instead of dealing with our inner correction, we cling to matter. We do not understand that the Torah is sanctity, that it is detached from matter and relates only to our spirit. The stones and geographic places where historical events took place are more important to us. It is very difficult for a person of this world to give up material symbols. He feels as if he is in space. The earthly symbols confuse us, and we begin to sanctify material objects instead of thinking about the intention. At the same time, Kabbalists did not call for the abolition of material symbols because a person lives by them. It is important that one has a daily routine, holidays, and special days, reminding one that there are spiritual forces and qualities behind them. Otherwise, a person will not remember spirituality. If one is not connected to spirituality, then at least the material symbols will remind the person of it. Therefore, symbols cannot be cancelled, we only need to add intention to them. Both have to exist as long as our world exists. The only thing that we are lacking in our state is to reveal the Creator, the force of bestowal, love, and connection. If we aspire specifically to this, then this is the correct work and direction. Exile, Gola, is a broken will to receive, unable to connect in order to feel the true reality. We just need to add the letter Aleph to it, the Creator, Geula, redemption, and then the desire to connect will reveal to us the entire true reality. It is written, and they will teach no more. For they will all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them. That is, all the crumbs of the will to receive. With the help of the reforming light, they will build a common vessel inside of which they will attain the upper force. Everyone must come to this, not even one part of the desire should be missed. If even one of them does not connect to the common will to bestow, it will be missed in the great Malkut of the world of infinity. The evil is revealed in the world more and more, day by day, and there are signs of recognition of this evil in humanity. People are beginning to understand where evil comes from. But this is only the recognition of evil, not of the way of correction. There is still no recognition of the mission of the people of Israel. On the contrary, the opposite, negative attitude is growing. It must be revealed that the method of correction is within the people of Israel. Everyone agrees that the situation is bad and deteriorating day by day. But the main thing is to convey to people that the correction will come only through unity, and that the people of Israel have the method of unification. Until that happens, anti-Semitism in the world and the negative attitude toward Israel will continue to grow. This is a sign that the knowledge of the source and the method of correction are insufficiently disseminated. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 29th of July 2019, Tisha B'Av, 9th of Av. LinkedIn, how to stop global warming all at once. You don't have to be a climate scientist or understand that our deteriorating climate conditions will have disastrous ecological consequences. According to the World Economic Forum, Russia's melting permafrost could have a devastating global effect. The danger is not only the emission of carbon dioxide and very rapid global warming, but it's also releasing gases and other substances that have been frozen for thousands of years, even from the dinosaur era. The melting of the snow in regions where that is not supposed to happen may cause an outbreak of diseases or other phenomena that humanity will have no idea how to deal with. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the imbalance in human relations, which is the highest level of nature, directly causes an imbalance in the lower levels of nature, still, plant world and animal kingdom. The behavior of humans and especially their thoughts violate the balance in nature, and the less balanced our relationships, the more imbalance in nature as a whole. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag wrote in an introduction to his article Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, "All the upper and lower worlds are all included in man, and all the realities in the worlds are but for man only. As long as we do not work to balance the relationship and network of thoughts between us, the outlook for the earth, and us as its inhabitants, is very poor. The fires that are joining the floods, hurricanes and earthquakes signal to us that we don't have much time left to change. We must begin immediately and without delay, to nurture the most powerful force that exists in us, the power of thought. If we aim our minds and hearts towards better human connection, we will activate a positive force that is deeply rooted in the natural system, and it will bring balance into all levels of nature." Who is Rav Isaac Luria, the Uri? Starting from the ruin of the Second Temple, the wisdom of Kabbalah was hidden until Isaac Luria Ashkenazi, the Uri, opened it to all humanity in the 16th century and let the world move toward correction. The Uri belongs to the chain of the greatest Kabbalists throughout the generations. He is considered to be the father of the contemporary wisdom of Kabbalah. In his book The Tree of Life, the Uri, unlike the Kabbalists before him, reveals the structure and development of the universe and gives clear instructions on how we can ascend from our world, the lowest point in reality, to the highest, complete and eternal attainment of reality. "Behold that before the emanations were emanated and the creatures were created, the upper simple light had filled the whole existence." Michael Leitman, on Quora, "What does Tisha B'Av commemorate?" Tisha B'Av is a very important and prominent state in the development of creation. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Tisha B'Av commemorates the ruin of the Holy Temple, that is, the shattering of the vessels, the state when we lost consciousness, that is the shattering or ruin, of our connection as a single entity, that is the Holy Temple. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn extensively about this state of shattering and how important it is, because there cannot be correction and connection without corruption and shattering. Therefore, on one hand, there is great joy in the opportunity for correction that the shattering brings us, and on the other hand, there is sorrow and crying from foreseeing the oncoming shattering, knowing that we needed to resist it, that is to maintain our connection as a single entity despite the forces emerging to shatter this connection. This coincides with the spiritual principle that, in spirituality, we always encounter two opposites in the same place. Therefore, together with the joy at the opportunity for correction that the shattering brings us, we need to simultaneously be sorry about all the ruins that have taken place, out of necessity, due to their spiritual root. However, what is the destruction that we need to be sorry about today? It is that today, after the 16th century, the time of the great Kabbalist, the Uri, Rav Isaac Luria, which marked the beginning of the opening of the process of correction to humanity as a whole, then all we need to be sorry about is our negligence to willfully engage in this process of correction. That is, we shouldn't be sorry about ruined holy temples from 1,000 of years ago, but that each day we fail to actively engage in the process of correction, We fail to build the new holy temple, a correction of the shattering in our connections. That is what is truly considered the ruin of the temples. Therefore, what do we need to take into consideration during Tisha B'Av? It's why we cause the ruin and shattering of the temple today. We shouldn't cry about what happened 2,000 years ago. We don't really know what happened back then. By crying about it, it's as if we position ourselves as great righteous people and think poorly of the people back then, and that they lost the rule of the temples. What we need to understand is that this ruin played out according to a necessity for a certain order to unfold. However, since the time of the Uri, the 16th century, when we position ourselves against the process and the method of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah, then the ruin is the shattering of human relations, the division that is spreading worldwide among humanity. We thus don't relate to Tisha B'Av as a historical occasion, but as a state that is playing out in our daily lives. Where do desires and thoughts come from? Question: are desires and thoughts given from above? Answer: of course. Suppose now you suddenly want something. Where did this desire come from? If it is physiological, eat, drink, sleep, etc., this is understandable. The body has its own special, internal laws and requirements. If the thoughts have nothing to do with your animal body, then where do they come from? Desires and thoughts are not yours. You are the recipient of thoughts and desires that hover around you. You are only given the opportunity to assort them properly, to perceive, and begin to work with them. Therefore, we all work with the desires and thoughts that arise in us, and we must begin to control them. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah, the science of receiving, discusses. You receive desires and thoughts, and Kabbalah teaches you how to handle them correctly in order to achieve the most comfortable, correct states. Question: what is our job? Answer: our job is in sorting desires. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 14th of April 2019.